Lent began this past week. It's a time of sacrifice for many Christians, a time to reflect upon what it means to be a believer. The nature and demands of sacrifice can be as challenging or as simple as we make it. It's always a curiosity as to how giving up something like chocolate brings one back to an awareness of the sacrifices of Christ. I'm always fascinated by that, but please don't hear what I'm saying as a judgment. It's just an observation. But the gap present between the actions of Jesus to save humanity versus resistance to a Hershey bar is curious to me. And far be it from me to judge what a Hershey bar can do for another. I know, some people might say Hershey's is one thing, but Godiva is something else. I hear you. But it's also a chance to reconcile how one can say that they love their neighbor who they have seen and also say they love God who they have not seen. I can make an argument that the love we give to our neighbor is the same love we would offer God. Maybe challenging neighbors are there by God's intention. And perhaps they represent the very challenges that God has designed for us to show and call forth genuine love. There are several folks I know who are caring for elderly parents. Special prayers go out for them and their loved ones. One friend spoke about feeling bad when he has to take time away from caring for his elderly father just to take care of himself. While there's a need for him to care for himself, it leaves him feeling as if he's not being responsible in some way or another, that he's dropping the ball. It truly is a challenging juggling act to be present, but also to go apart for a while to renew and regenerate. Another friend talked about how she totally rearranged her life so that she could care for her elderly mother. And rearranging her life meant quite a set of challenges that I think many of us wouldn't even consider. Rearranging her life meant selling property and moving, all in order to accommodate the needs of her mother. Yes, family members can be and are, in a manner of speaking, neighbors as well. There are also many readers who have needs of their own. They need caretakers, caretakers for themselves. And they're in different places with respect to being receptive to help. Some are in a state of denial, while others have no choice but to submit to the help that's essential for them. They can't make it without it. A few need physical help to be able to make it, while others need emotional and psychological help. People can be resistant to admitting that, yes, there is a need for emotional help. There's a need for spiritual help. To be clear, we all need help. And we all need to end the pretense that there isn't a need for help. When the scripture talks about loving our neighbors as we love ourselves, there are several considerations that come into play. These considerations have to be taken seriously if for us to continue to ignore them is at our own peril and our own demise. The first consideration is that we need to honestly love ourselves, because we don't do that. There's a difference between being self-indulgent and loving oneself. When we're self-indulgent, we overeat, we overdrink, we party, we smoke, we don't take ourselves seriously, and sometimes we take ourselves too seriously. Often, we think of ourselves as being more important than others. However, when we love ourselves, I mean truly love ourselves, we care for our minds, our bodies, and our spirit, so that we are well cared for. The next step is to show love for your neighbor. It's one thing to say that you love your neighbor as you love yourself, but is that the truth, or is it just a nice saying? We're really good at nice sayings, you know. When you love your neighbor as yourself, this should be genuine care, authentic engagement, and the same concern you would expect if you were in their situation. When thinking about the scenarios above, with children caring for their elderly and infirm parents, these folks are treating their parents as they would like to be treated. In one case, the person shared that her parent did this for her and so much more in her development when she was growing up. She received this and more, and so she had no choice but to show the same type of caring that her mother showed for her in the development and growth and evolution in her own life. It offers a description, a reflection of the level of care as the only way things should go. That's what it should look like. That's what it should feel like. And the final realization is this. When you truly love others as you love yourself, that's essentially the way to show you love God. To say that you love God when that's not the case for how you feel about your neighbor, well, that's a contradiction. To love your neighbor as you love yourself is the demonstration of loving God. Anything less than that demonstration is simply lip service, and one is living a life of empty gestures. Of course, there are people in our lives who are challenging, and we can still love our neighbors as we love ourselves. There are people who have hurt and harmed us, and we can still love our neighbors as we love ourselves. There are relatives that make us want to say that we're adopted, or we're really not related to them. And yes, we can still love our neighbors as we love ourselves. This is the only way to demonstrate our love of God. We must, we absolutely must love our neighbors as we love ourselves. God bless.